This is KUT. The percentage of Central Texas high school graduates who directly enroll in college hasn't changed in the last decade. More than 90% of graduates say they plan to go directly to college, but the percentage of students who actually make it to class in the fall hovers around 61%. So, why does that gap exist? That's one question KUT's Kate McGee wanted to explore. This summer, she followed three low-income first-generation college students as part of an online project called The Months Between. Today, we meet Mauricio Hernandez.
Mauricio sits in a room with Rosanna Lati, a counselor at Austin Community College. It's the middle of July. She's helping him choose his classes.
So we're really kind of looking at the business principles. We're looking at the English composition. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at your speech. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and type up your advising note to go ahead and indicate that those are the classes that we're shooting for fall.
While she's typing up the note, Mauricio lays his head on the desk, obviously tired. It's around 2 in the afternoon, but Mauricio just got off an 8-hour shift at his job. He's a bellboy at a new hotel downtown.
I've been working all week, I'm just tired.
No, sometimes it's nice to just, like, sit and be still and be quiet for a little bit, right?
So, yeah.
Working long hours doesn't bother Mauricio. Ever since he was a kid, he's wanted to make money. Mauricio remembers he tried to start a business with other kids in the neighborhood.
We would make our own cards, and we would print them out, and we would cut them out. So then we would go around the whole neighborhood on our bikes and leave them on the doors and hopefully get a call back.
The cards advertised $20 lawn mowing.
One person called me back, and I went to their house, and whenever they saw me, they just started laughing because they weren't expecting a 6-year-old.
12 years later, Mauricio is still trying to make money. During high school, he'd miss class to go make a little extra cash.
There's people that would call me asking if I could detail their cars, and I knew that in a matter of, like, minutes, I could go make $100.
School would have to wait.
But I knew that I would be able to pass it, like, barely, but I'd be able to pass it.
In June, he graduated from Bowie High School. He wants to get his real estate license at ACC. But his short-term goal is more independence. He needs to buy a car, and he wants to move out of his mother's house. His parents are divorced. His mom is getting remarried to a man who lives in Kyle. His dad is remarried and lives in San Antonio.
Making money will, like, help me for myself, and then the classes, I know that whenever I start taking them, I'll focus on that, like, in college.
He's even making money by going to school. His financial aid for this semester is for more than his tuition, so he's getting a refund. And he's getting free books from ACC. But he's working 4 days a week and handling the transition to college without any help from his family.
I have to do so much before I go there. It's mostly, like, my mom just, like, getting married and me having to, like, go with that. And right now her, like, main focus is, like, the wedding and everything that surrounds that. So she's not really focused about, like, what I'm having to go through. And it's pretty hard.
Mauricio does have the help of a local nonprofit, Breakthrough Austin. They start working with kids in sixth grade to help first-generation college students get their degree. They help with applications, financial aid, and test prep.
I had to take my TSI.
That's the state test that measures how ready you are for college.
And I didn't know about that test at all. But Breakthrough, they told me about it, and they pretty much dragged me to go take the test.
The man who dragged him to the test is Daniel Jackson, Mauricio's counselor at Breakthrough. He's also the one who dragged him to ACC to register for classes. Jackson encouraged Mauricio to sign up as a full-time student. Jackson says most part-time students are working, and school isn't their number one priority.
What happens? First semester, they don't do well in a class. They go on probation, but if they don't make satisfactory academic completion, then their financial aid is taken away from them. So if their financial aid is taken away, then they have to work more to pay out of pocket, and then work slowly takes over and pushes school out.
According to the group E3 Alliance, only 12% of low-income high school graduates in Central Texas complete college within 6 years. Mauricio registered for 3 classes, so he's not part-time, not full-time. But before those classes even started, work took over Mauricio's life. Between mid-July and mid-August, Mauricio was unreachable. I couldn't get in touch with him, and neither could Jackson.
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Jackson wasn't worried. Mauricio has done this before. With a week left of summer, Mauricio reemerged to meet at ACC with Jackson.
So your very first class is going to be next Monday at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10:20.
Jackson gave him a pep talk about what to expect this semester.
And it'll be like one exam is like 50% of the grade or something like that. So if you like drop the ball on one, it's hard, really hard to recover. Like in high school, it'd be like small tests. Mm-hmm. This is like a couple of big tests.
Okay.
Over the summer, Mauricio made enough money to pay for a car, $8,500 in cash. It's given him some freedom. He got to class on his own the first day. But Mauricio's desire to make money still worries Jackson.
He's an entrepreneur. His focus is on making money. And if he feels that school is helping him reach those goals, he will stick with it. But I don't know if he'll have that long-term vision.
Jackson says he's done everything to prevent him from dropping out. Mauricio has free textbooks. He doesn't have a car payment or rent payment for now. He's on the radar of two different ACC counselors. Plus, he's still connected to Breakthrough. Mauricio doesn't seem worried. Standing outside his speech class during the first week of school, he said his classes seemed easy so far.
I still have to go get my books and stuff.
Yeah.
From the bookstore, yeah.
Do you mind if we talk along?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, I was going to go to the bookstore right now.
But Mauricio has to get his student ID first. The line is long.
Hey, did you see the line for it?
Oh, that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I had to do, but it's too long of a line. I have to go to work.
At what time?
I have to be there at 2.
Okay.
Work comes first. Books will have to wait for another day. Kate McGee, KUT News.